Okay, ladies, why is skincare so confusing? I feel like I've always just used a hodgepodge of whatever the so-called latest and greatest products are with little results. Until I discovered Barefaced. I started following Barefaced on Instagram and have learned so much. The company was founded by a nurse practitioner who is passionate about providing simple, science-backed education, but she also shares valuable insight on both life and business and is a mama of four. You know we love that. What's really unique and helpful is that you can text their team of skincare specialists for a complimentary consult. It's like getting a professional recommendation from the comfort of your couch. You can text them too. Their number is on the Barefaced Instagram, and I'll put the number in our show notes as well. The Barefaced Skin Quiz makes it easy for you to figure out your skin type in just 5 minutes. Head to their Instagram at Barefaced to take the skin quiz. Hey, here's the best part. Got It From a Mama podcast listeners can get 15% off their first purchase by using code MAMA15. That's MOMMA15. Well, the daughter of today's guest got a whole lot from her mama. Christy White and her daughter, Lauren Elena, have been on quite the journey together. Christy traveled with Lauren on the bus for the first 3 years after American Idol, walked her daughter through some dark days, including Lauren's battle with bulimia. But they've also had a lot of fun together and are now planning Lauren's wedding. Christy and I grew up about 15 minutes from each other just outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee. So this one was a lot of fun. Join me on the couch for my conversation with Lauren's mama. So Christy, you and I grew up in small towns right outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I think we went to high school about 4 miles from each other.
Yes, which is crazy.
I know.
It's such a small world.
Yeah, yeah. And you still live in the Chattanooga area.
I do.
I am so excited just to get to talk to you because as someone from Chattanooga, watching Lauren's journey has been so much fun. And you know how everybody feels over there. It feels personal.
Yes,
you know,
for real.
Because we're all rooting her on. It's been really neat. So you are mom to Tyler, is the oldest.
Yes. And there's 17 months between the two.
How much?
17.
Okay. Oh, you were a busy mama in the early days, weren't you?
Yes.
And then Lauren is younger. And so you told me that you knew early on that not only was she talented musically, but that she had a really special gift.
Yes, for sure.
Almost that you felt called to help her do something with this.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, from the time she was 3 years old, the kid could sing like a canary. Like, you know, most kids are singing their ABCs. She was singing Dixie Chicks. And I mean, knew every word. Like, it was insane. I was in front of my mother-in-law's restaurant to pick up them breakfast. And I turned down the radio and she continued to sing. And I was like, she knows every word to this song. So I actually bought a karaoke version and
of the Dixie Chicks?
Yes. And, I would sit her up on the bar. It was like a Waffle House, but we would stand her up there because she was three and we would play that music and she, without them singing, she could follow the music. And it was incredible. Like people was like, where did you get this kid? But you just sort of know, like, I feel like she came out of my womb, like singing. She always could speak clear. I mean, like, I don't really feel like she was a baby. I mean, that sounds crazy, but, yeah, she definitely, she's always, even as a child, like, I think she knew. This is sort of funny because she was probably 8 or 9 years old and we were in Walmart and, she would go up to people and sometimes I'd be like, oh, Lauren, please. And she would say, hi, my name is Lauren. I can sing. And she said, would you like me to sing a song for you? And, you know, people, adults would look at her like, oh, me, here we go. And then she would start singing and they would be like, oh, my goodness, you need to do something with this child. And so it's sort of funny because people would walk around like it's funny this particular day. Two people came up and they were like, did I just hear you singing? And she's like, yes. And they were like, well, do you know this song? And so she starts singing the song. But before I know it, we have like 12 or 15 people following us down the aisle while I'm doing my grocery shopping. And they were like, she's a human jukebox. Like she knows every song.
And she was little bitty.
And she was little.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was just born to entertain. You know, like most kids you think would be shy. You would be like, oh, you're not going to believe what my kids can do. And then, oh no, Lauren. I was like, Lauren, please, not
today.
It's
almost like she knew at that age that she was supposed to be doing that.
And she would tell me at 6 years old, one day I'm going to be famous. And I would be like, that's great, honey.
Did she have a shy bone in her body?
Never.
Never.
Never. No. That's always so a go-getter. Yeah. Like, she's just been gifted in a lot of areas. She could read at 3.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. This is kind of blows my mind.
Insane. I actually went to pick her up from daycare, and the lady's like, hey, can you come in the office? I want to talk to you about Lauren.
I'm like, uh-oh, what's she done?
Like, oh, because she's a little pistol.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure. What's up? And she said, do you know that Lauren can read? And I said, well, she's memorized, because I would always read to them at bedtime, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't think she knows how to read, but I think she's memorized the book. She said, I thought the same thing. But she said, we had a brand new book that came out, and it was called The Caterpillar, I think is the name of it.
I can see the cover of it.
I saved that book to this day. I still have it because it was neat. So special to me. And she said, do you mind if I go get her? And she said, you're going to be blown away. Now, this is my child, and the daycare is telling me that my child can read. And so she sits Lauren in the chair, and she's like, I want you to read this story for your mommy. And I was like, oh, my Lord. I went home to her father, and I was like, Lauren truly can read. He was like, it doesn't surprise me. But I really think I started doing flashcards with both of my children, you know, early on, mm-hmm. you know, like their ABCs. And and it's funny because Tyler was 17 months older than her, so we would do different things with him versus her.
Right, right.
So it came to the point that when he started school, I would do his flashcards, and she would, like, if it was goat, she'd be like, goat. I mean, like, he wouldn't even have time to speak.
She's beating him to it.
Yeah, and I was like, I had to make her go to a different room because it was discouraging to him. It was not the fact that he couldn't do it. It was just like, okay.
Yeah.
He looked at me one day, and he said, Mom, she's a freaking genius.
You said at first grade, she was reading at a ninth grade level, a freshman in high school.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Insane.
And schoolwork always came easy to her.
Yes.
She excelled in that area and just seemed to be ahead in all things, tying shoes, like whatever it was.
Yes.
She was ahead of all the other kids her age.
Yes. I mean, in fact, she went to, she was tested. So they put her in special classes for the gifted. And she would get to go and play with the kids on the playground. But other than that, her academics was totally different than the other children because she would actually tutor the other kids in elementary school.
Wow.
It was insane.
That's so interesting.
Anything she, like any project that she would enter went to state. I mean, she's just always excelled at anything that she did. In fact, I think I mentioned to you, she's very OCD, which can be a good thing and can be a very negative thing mm-hmm. for a mother. With a child.
A daughter.
Yes. So, like, her projects would just be, I mean, you would think a 10th grader. I mean, it was just insane. Like, she went above and beyond. You know, hers, it had to be the best. But if she had one little folded edge on her paper, she would crinkle it up and write it all over.
Like, throw it away.
Throw it away. And I would be like, Lauren, it is 8 o'clock at night. Your teacher does not care about that corner, but I do.
Wow.
And it had to be perfect. I mean, she put everything in those little folders, you know, where it keeps it. It was quite interesting, I'm just going to say.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And do you see some of those tendencies now in her as an adult, maybe in the way she keeps her house or the way things are organized?
Yes, still to this day. Like, you know, and the great thing is Lauren, even as a child, she would set goals for herself. And she doesn't stop until she achieves them, which is saying a lot about somebody's character, you know? Mm-hmm.
So around the time she's 8 years old, you do what probably maybe any mom that doesn't really know what to do with a talented kid does in a small town. You put her in a pageant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's kind of what got the ball rolling, wasn't it?
The funny thing is I was a little naive in my age, but we entered in Southern Stars, I think. And someone had called me and they was like, Christy, just enter in the talent part, because I didn't have time to do all that.
The glitz and the glam of,
And, of course, we dressed her up to a 10, you know, and she had the little outfit on and she sang genie in a bottle. And afterwards, like, I was like, oh my Lord, my child just sang genie in a
bottle.
She
was doing Christina Aguilera. Oh my goodness.
And she was doing her little moves, you know.
She had it all down.
They probably thought, what kind of mother does she have?
Did she win that one?
She won.
With genie in a bottle at 8 years old.
Yeah, they was like, maybe next time she probably should have a child appropriate.
I guess she picked that, right?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. So she just, I'd never really listened to the words, you know?
Yeah.
But afterwards, like we talk about it to this day, I'm like, oh my Lord, like the first bomb.
Is yeah, like, yeah. That's so
she's
funny.
Like, well, at least I won.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it worked. It worked. So then I guess the next big step in all of it was if you're from Chattanooga, you know the Riverbend Festival, and that's a big one. And so she won a pretty big, more of a teen type competition there, right? And it meant getting to be on the big stage.
Yeah, so that was very exciting for her. So I think she started maybe when she was 8. And then you have to try out every year. Mm-hmm. And that when you're 12, then they judge all the 12-year-olds and then they choose a winner. And that person gets to open for the headliner, you know, right before the headliner. And so Lauren actually won. And that probably was the first big show that you could say, I mean, there's 100,000 people.
Yeah,
you
know, it's huge.
And it was funny because it was shoulder to shoulder to people. And people were like, oh my, this kid's really talented.
Yeah.
And Lauren said, I'll never forget it to this day. She said, my next stage is as a cross on the big stage. She said, I will sing on that stage.
And then she came back and headlined.
And she did it. So that was probably, like, I cried my eyes out because it was like, wow. I mean, she's always had this vision, and she knew it. I truly believe by the time she was 6 years old, and she would go around, because she would sing as loud as she could in the car. And obviously, we're proud of our children, but when you're driving, it's rush hour, and Lauren's very loud. And she would scream, I mean, not scream, she would be singing at the top of her lungs and hitting those high notes. And my ears would be like, oh my goodness. I'd say, honey, that's beautiful. I love to hear you sing, but can you like tone it down a little bit? And she said, you're going to be sorry one day. You're going to be begging me to sing because I'm going to be famous. I was like, this is coming from a child that's 6 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And and there's just nothing like it as a mom to see those full circle moments and dreams that they dreamed when they were so little actually coming true.
Yeah.
And you've had so many of those opportunities.
Yes.
It's so special. So the ball starts rolling. She's performing different places, Magoo's and Eastridge, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
But she actually was able to have somewhat of a normal high school. She worked at CeCe's Pizza.
She did. Dropped more pizzas than she served.
She was a cheerleader.
Yes.
Yeah. So somewhat.
She played fast pitch softball.
Okay.
And she was a competition cheerleader, so she would cheer for basketball and football and also did the competition. She was involved in music, so our life, she kept me hopping.
Oh, it sounds like it.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. So how did American Idol come to be? She was 15 when all of that started.
Well, every year she picked the winner from the time, I guess she was probably 5 when American Idol started.
Yeah,
and she was obsessed with music. And she picked every winner up to even Scotty. I think she's even gotten it right up to this day.
Wait, she picked Scotty over herself?
Yes. And what the amazing thing is she was voting for the other contestants since she was in the competition. I said, Lauren, you realize every time you vote for someone else, you're canceling out my vote. Like, I mean, I understand. But that's who Lauren is.
Yeah.
And which makes me proud, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always say if Lauren had $10 and someone came up to her and they were truly in need, she would do without and give them that $10. And that's just the honest to God's truth. She would give her birthday money to her brother so he could go buy whatever he wanted. And that's like, how many kids do that?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So she just kind of has always been others focused, even when she was young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a pretty neat character trait to have for sure.
It is.
Yeah.
I always say, like, I'm extremely proud of her, but I'm proud of her talent, but I'm more proud of who she's become, mm-hmm. her character, mm-hmm. her kindness, you know, and staying humble and yeah. staying true to who she is. Mm-hmm. So, and she's feisty, but, and she's very straightforward, but at the end of the day, her heart is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. The most important thing.
Yeah.
So, do you guys get an invitation to go on American Idol? Is she like, Mom, I'm going to send in something? Who drives it?
Well, up until the year she was 15, you had to be at least 16 to go on the show. So she was at school, and I get a phone call, and she's like, Mom, you're not going to believe this, but they have changed the age limit for American Idol. She's at school. And she said, so can I please try out this year? And I was like, I'm going to think about it, and we'll talk about it when you get home. She's like, Mom, but you have to let me. I talked to her father, and I signed her up. I was like, oh, this is crazy, because this kid has said she's going to be on American Idol. But then you think about, man, how many people audition, you know, and you see the crazy ones, you know, in the very beginning that it's for fun. But then you see lots of people who can sing that
so
they
talented.
Send home.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, oh. Like,
were you I worried was so she was setting herself up for disappointment?
I was so nervous for her.
Yeah.
And so there's so many steps to go through it. But anyhow, we show up, and this line was a mile long. And we got up, and I think we were there at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to get in this line to make sure you get a bracelet. And once we enter the building, and we're sitting here, like, I mean, so you can hear everyone sing. And the most phenomenal thing is, if you've never been to something like that, they set up these stations that's like, let's say 10 to 15 stations, and they have curtains between each other. And they ask those 15 people to all stand up. I mean, like, to move forward, and they're in front of different judges. But they all start singing at the same time.
Like, oh, wow.
They're singing different songs.
Okay. So you can kind of hear this merging of all the...
Yeah. So the whole thing is, as time has went by, I realized they want to make sure that... you're not distracted by what's going on next to you. So if you can still carry the tune and stay focused.
That's pretty telling.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So she stepped up. Well, I'm backtrack. So we see all these people, and there's some people that's going home, and she's like, Mom, I don't know if I can do this. I said, oh, no. We have sat here all day long because it's time for her section, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I said, one of us is singing.
And we don't want it to be me.
And I said, you have this, Lauren. This is your dream. You've always wanted to do it. And no matter what happens today, you fulfill to go.
Yeah.
And this is not the end of the road. Even if they say no, we can come back next year. And she's like, you're right, Mom. I said, just go up there and give it your best. And of course, she made it through, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it was just to see the joy on her face, like, oh, my goodness. Of course, we still had a long ways to go.
Yeah, of course, of course. And it's such a process, and it goes on and on. But you guys end up out in California. You go with her because she's a minor, and
yes.
and you have to, and of course you want to. Let's fast forward. I think she's probably a top five finalist. When you told me that you felt a shift, tell me that story about when you guys were out in public, and you're like, everything in our life just changed.
Yeah, so we would walk over to go to the Grove for dinner after they would practice and get dinner.
This is in L.A.?
In L.A.,
okay.
And it's literally like right behind where they record every week.
Yeah.
And so we walked over not thinking, and as we enter the Grove, a person comes up and is like, oh, my goodness, it's Lauren Elena. Can we get a picture? Well, that picture turned into, I'm not even exaggerating, thousands of people.
Wow.
The cops had to come and end up rescuing us. It was insane. And I thought, what just happened? And her bodyguard on the show said, you no longer can go out in public by yourself. But, I mean, we had the road shut down. I mean, like, there was people everywhere. And it was actually a little scary.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
You know, here I am with my child by myself.
Uh-huh.
And there are people pulling us in every direction.
Wow.
And yeah. So,
and even you like,
yes.
It was a turning point for you.
Yes,
because
for sure.
Of course, during the show and when they're taping, they feature the family and they'll show your reaction and smiling, crying, laughing, whatever it is. But people knew you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they start to feel like that they know you personally.
Yeah.
Like I would meet people and they would be like, oh, I'm so, and then you're like,
That probably still happens, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, do I know these people from work, from Lauren? I mean, you know, and sometimes you're embarrassed to be like, how do I know you, you know?
But they feel like they know you. And looking back at that experience, I mean, to me, it just kind of sounds like Lauren is a child that wasn't going to be denied of her dream. She was going to figure it out. But there's some hesitation of how early things started and what that meant to navigate personally as a mom. And then the impact it had on your entire family. It's not just the one child that's right. going through it. When this happens, it's an impact on the entire family.
Definitely. I mean, father, I mean, obviously Jay, which is her father, we were separated for 9 months. You know, I was in California. He had to continue to work his job.
You had a son at home.
Yes. That was a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. So you have senior proms. You have, I mean, lots of things that's going on, you know, senior night. And
which is also a sacrifice for you. You were missing a lot of that to go help Lauren, who's working toward achieving this goal.
Yes. And at the same time, it's when we had that tornado that came through.
Oh.
And my son was at home. Jay was actually in California with me, and our dog actually got killed.
Oh my goodness.
Calls me devastated, and here there's this tornado coming. And he was like, and we got disconnected on the phone, and Lauren was about to go on air. So I go into the show and have a panic attack. I'm crying hysterically. Here my child is home alone in the middle of a tornado, and the phone goes blank. And I'm like, oh my Lord, like, I don't know if I can get through this show. I mean, my child is in danger at home.
Oh, terrifying.
And I didn't hear from him for hours, even after the show. So I'm like panicking, you know? So yeah.
You'll never forget that night.
No.
Wow.
No. But thank God he was okay. And
did the dog die in the storm?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So Tyler had went home to let her in, and a tree had fell and fell on top of her.
Aww.
So he was devastated about that and then scared.
And by himself, yeah.
And by himself, yeah. And in the middle of the show, they had to, like, stop. Because I had a 100% panic attack, like, could not breathe. And yeah, but thank God. God took care of him.
It was all okay. Yeah. I'm so glad to hear
that.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to get on that.
But. No, that's super interesting. So you guys get to go home briefly. They pretty much monopolize all of her time and kind of take over everything. And this career begins somewhat chaotically, it sounds like.
Yes.
And so you're dealing with a little bit of the fame stuff. This is all brand new. We talk about being from a small town. I mean, absolutely.
Yes.
And you guys fly home, or she gets to be home. And because she had been a cheerleader and had this normal experience, you guys were going to go to homecoming and she was going to get to cheer.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
I think probably 90% of the girls were excited for her to be home because it was her friends. But there's a small percentage. In fact, one mother actually called the county and said that it wasn't fair for Lauren to be able to cheer, even though she's on the cheerleading squad, because it would take all the attention off of their daughters and the news media would all focus on her.
Wow.
So
did Lauren, the mama bear come out on that one? Were you just like, what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was really tough because here we are in the media. So before I would have walked up to the mother and said, are you kidding? I mean, you're acting like a child.
Mm-hmm.
It all roots to jealousy. Yeah. And so Lauren shows up in her uniform, and we find out when we get there, the principal comes and says, hey, I need to talk with y'all. And she said, I'm so sorry, but we have this issue, and Lauren's not going to be able to cheer tonight.
Wow.
And they didn't understand how much I mean, Lauren's a 16-year-old kid at this time. She's missing her friends. She's missing her hometown that she's proud of, that she's been raised in. And then to go back, it's almost like a slap in the face. Okay, well, you get attention every day, and all our kids have is cheerleading, which mm-hmm. is, you're sort of downing your own child. Like, they have a whole life opportunities, too. Lauren's just started earlier. And, yeah, it was sort of bittersweet because on the front page, it was Lauren.
The next day after homecoming?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Lauren felt bad. She said we should have just left. Mm-hmm. But, of course, we had no idea that that was going to happen. She's in the – but they knew that she was going to be there.
Yeah.
And
some of the unexpected parts that have come along with it.
That's the hard thing is, you know, you want your hometown to be supportive. And if it had been any other child, I would have been supportive. I've been excited. It's like, hey, that's something major in our hometown.
Yeah, yeah.
But some people don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. I thought I can get mad or I can feel sorry for this person. Mm-hmm. And I chose to feel sorry for her.
There you go. That's a good attitude.
Yeah.
So after American Idol, you guys have a big decision to make. She's going to be hitting the road. How do you determine that you are going to basically quit your job, go with her, live on a bus with her, and try to still manage your family, your son, who's, again, a senior in high school? Tell me about making that sacrifice and that decision.
Well, it obviously, as a mother, we lay our lives down. That's just what we do. So it was never really an option not to do it. Did we have major obstacles? Absolutely. Because as a mother, then we have the guilt of like, okay, I have to make sure that my son doesn't think that I love his sister more than, or, you know, or her life's more important than his.
Yeah.
And so I talked with him and he was like, no, you have to do whatever, you know, to help her fulfill her dream. And, so that's what I did. I mean, I quit my job. I've worked my whole life and went to school for it and just walked out. I was like, we're going to do it. I believe in her. And so that's just what we did. I mean, obviously, her father and I discussed it. And it was never a question of not doing it.
Mm-hmm. And that felt like a sacrifice for you. But because of Lauren's age, she was making sacrifices herself.
Yes.
Missing prom, missing some of the things that were normal. Not that you weren't incredibly grateful for the experiences she was having that other kids don't.
Right.
But there was a lot that it sounds like you as a mom almost grieved that she missed.
I did, for sure. And that was my whole, like when she was 12, she had went and did a thing with Disney and they wanted her to be a part of that and did the musical. And I denied it. And people were like, why in the world would you do that? Like, she can make tons of money and you could be rich. I said, I'm already rich. And I'm rich not because normally we look at riches by money, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But riches comes from the love of my child. And I have to look out for her best interest. And I said, if this is what God has chose her to do, the opportunity will come again. Of course, she was not very happy with me at the time. But I thought, I don't want her to stop playing softball. I don't want her to stop cheering. I wanted her to be a child. And I've seen, you know, with other people that's in the industry, I mean, I didn't live their personal life, but it really does. You have a grown-up job. I mean, even at 15 years old, Lauren went from being a kid to responsibilities that 15-year-olds should not have. Mm-hmm. Even though I was there to help her, she mm-hmm. still had to do the work.
You guys didn't even have time to stop and get her driver's license.
No.
Like normal things.
It was insane. In fact, I made her get her license.
At what age?
At 15, we got our learner's permit, but we left immediately afterwards. So she didn't get to, I think she had driven twice. And so then when she comes off the road, well, she didn't come off the road, but once she turned 18 and everybody else is driving, she's like, I'm going to get my driver's license. I'm like, oh, no, you're not. You don't know how to drive a car. She's like, I'm going to get my license. So you can't really stop your – but every time she got in that car, I was like, oh, my Lord. Like, she has no experience.
She had no driving hours.
But she did well. I mean, there again – she did hit a few mailboxes, but we got through it.
Hey, we all have, right?
Yes, even the – yes, for sure.
Tell me about the experience of some of those firsts that were really big deals for you guys.
Well, it's funny because when she was in Vegas, she won the New Artist of the Year. And Hunter Hayes was up against her, you know, and the music industry is hard for females.
Yeah.
So Lauren, they was like, Lauren, in case you win, you need to prepare a speech. She told Mom, she's like, Mom, normally Lauren's very prepared, but in her mind, she was convinced she was not going to win. She was like, Hunter Hayes is going to win. I was like, Lauren, you need to really write a speech, which I had no clue. You know, we don't even know until it happens. So when they announced her name, she just sat there. I was like, Lauren, go up to the stage. She's like, what? Like, in her mind, she already heard Hunter Hayes. She never even heard Lauren. I was like, I almost had to pry her up out of her seat. I was like, you won. She was like, oh. I mean,
I remember her reaction being so cute.
Yeah, and then she got up there, and I've never seen her speechless.
Yeah.
But she was, like, stumbling everywhere, you know? She was totally in shock. So that was just, it was like, that moment was priceless to me, you know?
Yeah. What did the Opry induction mean for you guys?
Oh, that's probably the biggest thing ever. So she wrote on this notebook of all these goals that she wanted to reach.
At what age?
Probably 16.
Okay.
And I think she did it again once she changed managers because she wanted to have a new focus, but her goals had not changed. And that was probably her number one priority was to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry. And so, like we've talked about it for years, I mean, you know, she's been, what, 11 years is her career? Or are we doing 12? I don't know.
I think we probably are about 12, right?
So, and she's sitting there lots and lots of time. And she just loves it. She said, it's just such an honor to stand there where Dolly Parton, Elvis Presley, I mean, Loretta Lynn, you know, just everyone
really
that I grew
up feel it in the building.
Yes,
it's hard to describe.
Yeah, and she said it's just such a special place. And she said if I don't accomplish anything else in my life, I want to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry. So you know, time goes by, and she's like, and she would. It's sort of cute because when she would be in the dressing room, she would always have to take a picture of where her head was going to be, you know, and yeah, that was such a shock. And the great thing is I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, you didn't know either?
Like sometimes I can find out a piece.
Yeah, a manager might want you to know a little something that's coming or something like that.
But it was quite interesting because my husband said, hey, did you know that Lauren's going to be at the Opry? And he said, we should go to that show. So I called her manager and I was like, hey, I'm going to be in town. I want to come to the show. And she's like, Christy, now that we're talking, she said, I thought, how in the world am I going to call her mother and say, you really need to come to the Opry show? Because she didn't want Lauren to have any idea. She didn't want me. She said, because I knew it was just as special to you as it, you know, was going to be to her. And so I just sort of laid out the rug. And then she was like, you know, it's the end of her tour where she's really proud of, maybe we should just have a party since you're going to be in town. So she said, do you mind if I call Jay, her father, and let's just make it a big bash.
Yeah.
And I was like,
because you guys were divorced at the time?
Yes.
By the time, okay, this happened. Okay, gotcha.
So I was like, yeah, I think it's a great idea. And she said, and we'll just surprise her that we're going to have this surprise party.
They were playing you.
Yeah. So she played me and Lauren. I showed up. And I mean, like, when I heard Trisha Yearwood's voice, when she came up on that screen, and I knew. Like, I don't know how I knew, because we never planned that Trisha Yearwood would be. You just don't know those things.
Or at such a young age. I mean, that's young to be asked and inducted into the Opry.
Yes.
It's so special.
I looked at my husband. I said, oh, my goodness, it's about to happen. And he was like, what's about to happen? I was like, they're about to ask her to be a part of, to be a member.
I just got chills just thinking
and
about what
so
that
I just started bawling,
like,
you know.
Wow.
And to know that my child's up there on that stage and I can't run to her, like, I literally wanted to run up there and hug both of them.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, huge moment in our life.
That is so special.
Yes.
I love that. And then, you know, let's just hit a couple more. The first number one, Road Less Traveled. And the way What Ifs with Kane Brown, who has a special relationship, to see that skyrocket up the charts. Like, some of those things are just so special to look back on.
Yes. I mean, and just following it week by week to see, like, you know, Road Less Traveled, it's, it gradually, you know, at first she got, I think, almost every ad that she could get. So it was like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
And, of course, when it's on the charts, you feel like it takes forever.
Yes.
And I would watch it every Monday, the new chart comes out.
Yep, yep.
So I felt like a stalker of the charts.
Yeah, I'm in that spot right now.
Right. And I will never forget the phone call when it finally went number one. And I was actually in Wisconsin. And she was like, Mom, I finally did it. Mm. And I mean, she was bawling. She FaceTimed me. Of course, it's, anytime she knows that I'm going to cry, she'll FaceTime me.
Are you still her first phone call?
Yes.
That's special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's right where you want to be for sure.
Yes.
She's had some pretty big songs out there about her mama. What's that like?
The best part is I don't have to get out on that stage and her hold my hand and sing to me now. That was quite interesting.
Oh,
I mean, it's an honor, but she would take, like my mother does.
Right.
And every show, she would be like, where's my mama? And I would start hiding, but she would turn the whole lights up in the whole stadium until they found me. She would not sing.
It almost became a game.
Yes. And I was like, I mean, how much can you, wave? I mean, you know. And I was like, Lauren, you know, I hate it, which I think made her want to do it even more.
Yeah, yeah. Special that she would want to include you like that, though.
Yeah, but she actually, you know, in the very beginning, she's 16 years old. She does have life experiences. So she wrote about my life.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. And, but yeah, it's quite an honor.
Yeah. When you look back now, and you said there's two questions you get all the time. One of them is the how proud are you of Lauren? And you're kind of like, duh. Yeah. So proud.
I always said I was going to say, when they said, how proud are you of your daughter? I'm like, am I supposed to be proud? What am I proud of? Nah, I'm just
does
kidding.
It not show?
Yeah, it's like, definitely. Everybody's, yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
You're proud of your children.
Of course, no matter what they do.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other question is, would you do it again?
Yes. Yeah. And that's a tough question.
Because it wasn't easy.
No.
And you do question the age at what you let her
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just for the fact of, like I said, she would look back home and they were going to prom and, you know, preparing for graduation and class night. And I hear, it was very difficult. Actually, no one really realizes how difficult that was for her because she still wanted to be a kid.
Right.
But she also loved what she was doing. She was like, you know, here I already have a career and they're all still trying to figure out what they want to do.
Yeah.
So she said, in some ways, I'm very fortunate because I'm like years past them, but I'm still them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still their age. I still and you know, she would come home and want to go to the movies and well, as much as they loved her, they couldn't watch a movie because people would want to take pictures the whole time. So like sometimes she would get left out of their little group things because they was like, we don't want to deal with this. Yeah. And I remember it actually happened that we were at a birthday party and the kids were like, oh, we're all going to go to a movie. And Lauren was like, I'll pay for everyone. And they were like, Lauren, if you go to the movie, we won't be able to watch it.
Wow.
And she came over and she was crying. And it wasn't that they didn't want her to go. Mm-hmm. It was just too much for them too.
Yeah.
So yeah, like those things people don't get to see.
Yeah, for sure. That
And my heart broke for her. I was like, honey, they love you. You know? And she was like, but it's just not fair.
Mm. Yeah. So longed a little bit for some normalcy in the middle of all that. Lauren's been really open, and I'm sure that knowing her heart, that it's in hopes of helping other people, but she dealt with an eating disorder through some of this journey as well. Tell me a little bit more about that and kind of how you mommed through that.
Yeah, that was a very difficult time in our lives. Once she went on Idol on television, people can be very cruel. In fact, I had to stop looking at social media because at one point I did get into it with a person. Laura was like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're my child. Don't tell me what I can't do. I mean, you know.
It's hard to hold back.
Yeah. And you can't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what they want. They're just wanting attention for whatever reason. But they started calling my child names and saying that she was fat. And I'm like, what? And she had had some medical things, and she had been on steroids. So Lauren had always been thin, and she was bigger than what she normally was, but she was not, she wasn't fat.
Yeah.
So you have the whole world judging you, and your child is seeing that they're calling you names. So I start noticing that her eating pattern changed. And at one point, she would only eat cucumbers.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, Lauren, you can't do this. It's not healthy.
Is this while she's on American Idol?
Yes.
Okay. Was there pressure and, from the show and the people there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they were. And it just, it seemed to, as time, I thought, okay, maybe this will pass.
Mm-hmm.
But as time went on, it actually got worse. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to get her out of California. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but it, you know, I thought she's a singer, not a model. You know, and obviously she wants to present and be healthy.
Right.
But when, and mentally she's not healthy anymore because she thinks she's supposed to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I had a problem with it. And, I mean, her hair was falling out.
Oh, wow.
So I was like.
Was it actually bulimia?
Yeah. Okay. And, at one point she would eat and I would notice that she would go to the bathroom. So I started following her, which she was not very happy, you know, hearing mm-hmm. my mother is. And I said, Lauren, do you have a problem? She's like, no, Mom, I promise I don't have a problem. Well, I gathered enough. I was like, she has a problem. So I called her pediatrician, and I was like, I told him what was going on with her. And I said, I'm going to bring her in for a physical. So I need your help, because if she knows that I have already talked to you this prior, she's going to.
So smart. Yeah.
Yeah. She's going
to
be.
You had to manipulate that just a little bit.
I said, but we have to get her help because I'm really afraid that she could die.
Were you seeing the weight come off of her? You were seeing a physical.
She was so skinny at one point that her, I mean, like her face was like drawn in. You know what
wow.
I mean?
Wow. Like, uh huh.
And so she loved the pediatrician. And he's like, Lauren, I've noticed you've lost a lot of weight. How are you doing that? And she's like, oh, I work out, started eating less. And I said, Lauren, I don't think you're telling him the truth.
You said this in the pediatrician's office mm-hmm. with her there?
Yeah.
It was almost an intervention.
Yeah. And she looked at me like, how dare you? Because I think at that point she still thought she had me snowballed
uh-huh.
a little bit. And she started crying.
Mm.
And she admitted to him, he was like, I just want to let you know how dangerous this is. And you're a beautiful girl, so we're going to have to work on this. And she did. And it was a struggle.
Did it involve therapy and the whole works?
Yes. Yeah. And I actually would tell her, I said, Lauren, you're beautiful. And first of all, you can't worry about what the world says. And I said, I want you to go look in the mirror right now. We went home
mm-hmm.
and I want you to tell me 5 things that you like about yourself.
Mm.
And I'm not talking about you singing and I'm not talking about your talent. I'm talking about you.
Right.
When you look in the mirror, what do you see? And I said, and I don't want to hear anything negative. I want you to tell me 5 positive things. And she said, I have pretty eyes. I said, you have beautiful eyes. And she said, I don't see anything else pretty. And for your child to look at you, I was like, Lauren, it's not true.
Wow.
So that was our goal. Every day she had to get up and look in the mirror and say something confident about herself. Mm. And
you probably stayed pretty close physically to her during those days to make sure you had an eye on the patterns. Yeah.
And it wasn't just months. It was years.
Wow. Wow. Do you feel like she's fully recovered now?
Yeah.
Has a healthier perspective of her beautiful self? And,
Yeah. And that's what I said. You know, I said, as women, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
We never think we should look a different way or whatever.
Right.
I said, but you had to find a way to achieve whatever you think you need to look like, but in a healthy manner, whether it's exercising or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But you have to eat.
Yeah. That's just
and,
not an
I mean, she had hair missing, like, the size of quarters all through her hair. Her hair was falling out at that time.
Wow. Yeah, so, really. In an
so when you
state.
See your child suffering like that because of something that the social media is saying about your child, you don't think that your feathers are not ruffled? I wanted to go and choke people. And obviously I can't do that. And I'm not even a violent person. But when it comes to your child, mm-hmm. it's like, who are you? Mm-hmm. And why are you judging my kid? And it was grown-ups. That's the bad thing. It's not kids being mean. It's mothers.
Heartbreaks, disappointments, those kind of things. How have you walked Lauren through those? I mean, you guys are so close. I know that you're the person that she's leaned on when she's dealt with those things.
Yeah. Well, I always tell, whether it's her career or it, boys, we've been through a lot of challenges.
Yes, you have.
I just always tell her that you have to keep your chin up, you have to keep your faith, and that God has you right where he wants you.
Is your faith your source of
yes.
your, where you find your inspiration to help her and, yes. and yourself?
Yes, because I have to go to God, because a lot of times I will pray and I'll be like, you know, God, I need you to speak through me. Because as a mother, we emotionally say things because we want to fix everything for our mm-hmm. job. And I said, I need you and the words to come from you so she can have ears to hear. Mm-hmm. Because if it comes from you, it brings healing. But if it comes from me, it's worldly, you know?
That's so wise.
So that's what I do. When she calls me, I know she's having a very difficult time, I will get off the phone, I will pray, and then I will call her back and give her whatever wisdom I feel like that comes from God, because I'm just a mother.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he's all-knowing, and I always tell her, Lauren, no matter what happens, no man can shut what God opens up. And sometimes God might shut the door because you're not prepared to enter that door yet.
Yes.
But he will open the door when you're ready. So if you keep your eyes on him and you just do your work, you will reach that goal. And I always tell her, the sky is the limit. And I say, God didn't place you here for you to fail. And that's what you have to always know. It might not happen in your time and in your time frame, but it will happen. And I think that's how we just, and I tell her, I said, we speak words of positive mm-hmm. and encouragement, and we don't focus on the negative.
That's amazing. What would you say Lauren got from her mama?
Her laugh, for sure.
Her laugh, her voice, her looks. I'm sitting here looking at
her. Her OCD, our pillows having to be just perfect. She got a lot of things from me, actually.
That perseverance, that determination.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, she's fearless.
She is.
Dancing with the Stars, Beyond the Edge.
Oh, that was one I was like.
Signing herself up for Idol. Those are all, you know.
Because I would have been terrified. I mean.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, especially as a child.
Yeah.
She's always up for a good challenge. I mean.
Is that why she said yes to Dancing with the Stars mm-hmm. and the whole, she was so fun to watch on there. Did you love that experience?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. When she actually called me and told me she was going on there, I was like, Lauren, you have two left feet. You know, your mother is always honest. But I bet you can do it. I mean, like, yeah. I wasn't discouraging
her. You wouldn't doubt her, but yeah.
No,
yeah.
I was like, this is going to be interesting. And then she was just like, she blows my mind.
It's because she worked so hard.
She did.
Yeah.
She had 4 broken ribs. And, you know, they was trying to do the lifts and do, I mean, it's, dancing's hard.
Yeah, for sure.
And most people would quit, mm-hmm. but she wrapped them ribs up and kept going.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm so happy for you, your family, to watch
Thank
her
you.
Success. She's got a brand new label, brand new music coming out. The future is so bright for you guys. And she's definitely blessed with a really awesome mama.
Yeah. I've already got a sneak peek of the new music. I'm so excited.
Oh, boy. So, I can't wait. I can't wait. We'll be listening for that. Thank you so much, Christy.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did. A big thank you to Christy and congrats to Lauren on her engagement. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to hit follow on the podcast. Leave a review if you have a second. Thank you so much for your support and for helping the Got It From My Mama podcast grow.